Welcome to what is, I guess, right now called the Unknown Podcast. We don't have a name. That's probably going to be what it will be from here on out because we're lazy. And my name is Scott. Here, my lovely and sexually appetizing co-host, Brandon.
What's up?
And Brian Smoothie, the Smoothmeister.
What's going on?
And this is the first episode, hopefully not the last. So what do you guys want to, how are we starting this out? We didn't even discuss that. We're just kind of going.
We don't need to discuss that. We have a Google Doc that tells us what to say next.
Dude, I outlined it. Come on.
Yeah. Smoothie has done an outline. So I think at this point we have, we've nailed the opening and the introduction.
All right.
We're just going to keep
nailed,
moving.
I mean, I fucking beasted that shit.
Nailed that shit. Hey, I can cuss. Nailed that shit. You hear that, Lane? Nailed that shit.
So, welcome to the podcast. Okay.
The Unknown Podcast kind of has a cool ring to it.
It does. I kind of like it, and I think we're sticking with that.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Welcome to the Unknown Podcast.
Yeah, I like how that worked out. Like, that was just so freaking random.
It was the best. I mean, I like personally called the shit shoot because we shoot the shit.
Yeah, I liked that name too. Actually,
but
that...
we can't do anything with that.
Yeah, but it is.
I probably can't submit that to anything. Thank you.
Yeah, I started thinking about like when I was getting my White Castles, and I was like, it has a good ring to it.
It does.
It was clever. Yeah, it was clever.
Thank you. Please give me more praise.
All right, more praise. All right, so what have you guys been up to since the last time we've podcasted together?
The three of us, or I mean, me and you did one that one time. But...
So when is the last time that the three of us podcasted together?
I was actually trying to think about this. I don't think, save maybe one episode of old Howdy Radio, that I've ever actually cast it with Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I killed a Heineken keg that night.
That's exactly the time I was thinking of.
Yeah, no kidding. I forgot about that. That was a fun night.
That was like for the, we made it, what, 10 episodes?
Fun next day.
I don't remember which episode number that would be, or I have no idea.
Let's not find out.
I think it was like, I think it was one of the milestone ones.
To come back out again.
What'd you say, Smoothie?
I think it was one of the milestone episodes. That's why we were celebrating so hard.
Okay.
No, I think I was just randomly on an episode that lasted until like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think it was like an anything special episode. It was just Scott got wasted.
There was a lot of us on that episode, if I remember.
There were.
Yeah, there was times when we had like 8 people going, and I don't know how any of that ever worked. We have a hard enough time now with 3 people.
Oh, hey, we got this down almost to a science. It took us 40 minutes. We're 40 minutes.
We're 40 minutes behind schedule.
Partially my fault because I wasn't ready to go on time because I was playing Tony Hawk with my kid.
Oh shit! You didn't say that. We could have postponed this to like another day.
I got the Raspberry Pi up and running, so now I can play the PlayStation 1 games. So I gotta play Tony Hawk. Shit.
Yeah, you do. Like the first one?
Yeah, that's what I was playing was the first
one. I think the second one's my favorite, though.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. But I started at the beginning.
Yeah, started from the bottom. So, what are we all drinking?
Oh, I am drinking a Yingling traditional lager. Nothing exciting whatsoever.
Not at all, but they're good.
They are good.
I am drinking a Yingling product as well. I am drinking the Yingling Black and Tan.
Nice.
Oh, you want the hardcore stuff.
Well, I was going to go with my other Steel Reserve that I got last week.
You should have.
I
haven't had a Steel Reserve in so long.
You know,
I haven't either.
Scott, you were telling me how it was going to affect my stomach last week, and I can safely say it did on Sunday morning. So I didn't want
to have to drink. You only have to drink one of those things.
Those are deadly.
I didn't want to take the chance again tonight. One, since it's later, and two, since My stomach's been funny all day today, so I don't think that would have helped the situation.
You didn't want a shotgun of Steel Reserve on live YouTube?
Yeah, that's what you should have done.
Yeah.
Maybe if we started on time.
I haven't had a Steel Reserve since I lived in Columbus, so like when we made Ninja Land was the last time I had a Steel Reserve.
This was my first foray into the reserve of steel. I'm typically an old English man. I always say it and never grab
it. Yeah, but you had never had it at all, though?
Nope. That was my first foray.
It tastes like rust, if I remember correctly.
It tastes like extra rust out of the can, yeah.
Yeah. It's like all wildlife's piss put together into a vat, and that's what you're drinking.
With a really high ABV.
Yeah, it's high gravity, though.
You only have to drink like two or three of those things to be pretty drunk.
Yeah. When I used to drink them back in the day, like I threw up every time. Every time I drank them, I threw up. And yet I drank them for a while.
Never threw up, no matter if I only drank one.
Damn, Scott sounded super auto-tuned.
That's what I was saying. He's hanging out with T-Pain over there.
That was pretty awesome.
Thank God I'm recording my audio anyway, even though you told me not to.
You're a rebel. What's up next? What's next on the agenda? We got
Let me pull up my Google Doc that
give some background information.
That he got us. I remember. So give some background information. Oh wait, no, we didn't even like finish the introduction.
No, no, we didn't. We got
introduce ourselves and give a brief overview of expectations and where we want to go with the show. All right, so. Brandon,
I love that.
Let's start with you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm going to do that the whole time. Yeah.
Topic three, movies.
This is opening an introduction of our outline. Number one, part A. So yes. Let's see what we got going on here.
So
Brandon,
like
please.
People know where we're at in the show.
I want you to tell me, Brandon, introduce yourself and give a brief overview of expectations and where we want to go. You want to go with the show. I'm sorry.
All right. So I want to do another show that I'm allowed to drink and cuss on is basically that's about it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome. High expectations.
Brian
like
Spoothy, would you like to please now introduce yourself and give a brief view of want to get with the show?
You know,
you can talk now.
You know, when I was putting together this outline, this isn't quite what I had in mind.
You should have known.
I mean, it's our collective expectations, what we were planning to achieve with this show, and clearly all the two viewers out there, myself included, can see what we plan to achieve with this show. Utter chaos.
Oh yeah, that, I mean, yeah.
What we plan to achieve is to follow this thing to a T.
This outline, we'll have an outline every week, or every whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully every week, that's my plan, but I'm not gonna...
Well, I'll tell you, 11 o'clock might not be always the best solution.
Well, you're the one that picked 11 o'clock. I didn't think that you were going to pick that late.
I know. It kind of brought me back, but, you know,
We're going off of your time, dude. You're the one who picked it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, there's no way this dude's going to be up at 11 o'clock. And yet, here you are, telling us.
All right, Brandon, what are your expectations for the show? Oh, you already did give them, didn't you?
Yeah, I already gave you mine.
You just want to drink and curse. All right.
That's all, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, moving on. Part two,
what
right?
What about Scott? What is Scott? Scott needs to tell us what he wants out of life. Or out of the show.
Hello, my name is Scott, and to give a brief overview of expectations and where I want to go with the show is, I don't fucking know, dude. I just kind of wanted to do a podcast. We've been talking about doing this every year for the last at least 5 years.
Yeah,
that's true.
We get probably about... Every moment that it gets, like, remotely close to us doing it, someone just ghosts, and then that never happens.
And it's usually me.
So.
I love Scott's voices. They really add to the ambient of the show.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Let me turn down my bandwidth again and see if that
helps. Whatever. Shit happens. We'll get it figured out for episode 2. For now, we got a cool auto tune.
At least we do.
Fuck yeah, we do. And my expectations are probably no one's going to listen to this, but we're still going to do it anyway.
Hey, for our first episode, we got 2 viewers. That's not too shabby.
I'm one of them.
What's up? What was that?
Are you one of them? Yes.
Oh, well.
Get the fuck out of there. You're going
to... I want to make sure to stream.
Don't tell people.
Oh, I'm not one of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
There's someone named a gambler. Is that you?
The gambler? No.
I'm looking at the live chat.
Oh, I always forget about the live chat.
Are we getting lots of dialogue in there?
This is drink point. Wow, that's clever.
There we go. All right, I got a group chat going here. Okay.
A YouTube link.
Yeah.
Hi, YouTube link.
No, whatever. All right, so background.
So we did that.
So the background information.
Oh, yes. Give some background information. That is part 1B.
1B, give background information. So what?
Wow, that's gonna be a while.
What does that consist of? That consists of like the old Audi Inc. stuff.
Well, I think we've already covered that. I think we went out of order, but we can talk a little more. We can talk a little more about that. That's good.
All right, so
we
used to do a show called Howdy Radio, and we did it like I don't know how many years ago was it now?
The last one, I think was like 2011, 2012, right? I don't remember.
The last Howdy Radio we did, you and I, Brandon, was 2012. 2011 was the video one.
Okay.
And
so it's been a while, but we used to do one it was almost like every Friday night there for a little while. We were doing them.
We were. The 2012 was a good run, then it just kind of died.
Yeah. We broadcast on Ustream. I don't even know if that's still a thing. Is Ustream still a thing?
Ustream is still a thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't heard of that site in a long time now.
Those were some good times.
There was always a ton of problems with the old shows. Like, we'd try to get them started, and, like, nothing would ever work properly. Or it wouldn't record the episode, and then we wouldn't be able to post the episode, or there'd be no audio. Or there was always problems with it. But
we had a good time making them, though.
Yeah, it was still super fun doing it, yeah.
My favorite episode from that that run of Howdy Radio would have to be when we successfully called, well, not Flav's Fried Chicken, but the KFC across the street.
I was on that one.
You weren't?
So who was the cast of characters on that one? Then there was us. I think Liz was on that one.
Liz, Kyle.
Kyle. Nate P. Remember Nate P?
He was the one who got us the...
It was Dave.
Dave, okay. We had a ton of people.
But I think Nate was the one who got us the information for Flav's Fried Chicken. Because we were trying to figure out where this place was. We were like Googling it. We couldn't find anything on it.
Yes. Yep.
Good times. Good times.
That was good times.
Like those.
And that was 2012-ish, is what you're saying.
That one was 2011. That was the video
one. Last
one.
Yeah.
That was near the end, if not the end. Yeah.
And then 2012 was when me and you did it for 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Then that just fizzled out as well.
Yep. I could have brought up my little timeline that I have all this wrote down, and that would have probably made this a little bit easier. But
nah.
You've got the dates down pretty good. I don't need my timeline.
Well, I mean, we all started out, like, talking on B6 of a Juggalo.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we can go.
How deep are we going here?
Yeah, right. I mean,
let's go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's where it all started. What year was that?
I think I started, like, 03.
Because the time you came down and went to the gathering with us was, what, 05?
It was 04.
No, 04.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I found my way in 2004, I think, as well, like early on.
Yeah,
I still remember my first encounter with. Do you remember? Was it on B6 or Fago Lovers? Because they had
B6.
It was B6.
Yeah,
it had okay. But B, do you remember our first meeting? How we started talking?
Not specifically. No.
Damn you. I guess I'm not
If you say it, there's a good chance I'll remember it, but I don't remember it off the top of my head.
You had a certain signature picture.
Wrestler Steve Austin or something?
No. It was a wrestler.
Ultimate Warrior?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I think I said sweet Ultimate Warrior thing, and then the rest is Howdy History.
And that's it. Hell yeah.
Howdy
that's awesome.
History. That's smooth, smoothie.
You like that? Smooth.
And is that where... that's not where... Because you were called Smoothie before you got on the internet like that, right?
Yeah. I've been Smoothie since college.
Yeah. So that wasn't just an internet handle?
No. But that was my Smooth the Juggalo days, which is conveniently still my email address.
Right. Yep. And then Scott was on Beast.
No, Scott. No, we're not talking about my name on that one.
I don't.
What?
Okay,
Psychopathic Puppy?
It was terrible. No, it wasn't Garbage Bin. And that was like Howdy.
That was the Howdy days.
Yeah. Nah.
I think I remember it. Do you really not want to say it?
It's so dumb.
I already said it. So.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you say it.
I missed it.
Say it again.
Can I say it again?
Yeah, go for it.
Good old Psychopathic Puppy.
That's what I thought. It took me a minute, but I remember it. That's awesome. Where did that come from? Why that?
I don't know.
Yeah, right on.
I mean, we get the psychopathic part, but the puppy part is just...
Oh, yeah.
Did you and your brother Aaron, who has also done some Howdy Ink stuff with us in the past, did you guys start at the same time on the message boards?
Aaron was a little before me.
Was he? Okay. And you were how old at that point?
14 or 15.
Right on. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's terrible to think of. I just went and saw ICP like a couple weeks ago, like a few days before Christmas. They did the Great Malenko tour, and it was freaking awesome.
I'm going to ICP in like a month.
Yeah, I wish you could see them do the Great Malenko show, though. Yeah, that's what made it so damn cool. It was awesome. Tiny little place, man. They don't play the same places around here that they used to. Like, they used to play like the 1600 seat place, and now they play like these little bars. Like,
because they don't have the following.
Yeah, they have nothing. Like, I couldn't believe the size of this place that I just saw them at. It was so small.
Yeah, they're playing with
and it wasn't sold out.
Attila, which is a really, really, really great metal band. If you can tell, I'm being super serious right now.
Okay. Yeah.
And some rapper named Little Toenail.
That's a terrible name.
It's great. I can't wait for that.
And that one, you're going to go see that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going there for mostly is Little Toenail.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Who wouldn't go see Little Toenail?
Fucking right.
And then Shaggy Two Dope's got a solo show coming up at a bar around here like next month or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like $35 to get into like this tiny little bar to see a Two Dope solo show. I feel like that's too much.
I think it's a limited thing he's doing. It's not like a full-fledged tour. It's only like 5 or 6 shows from what I can tell.
I think you're right, yeah. And Cincinnati's the first one on the list, which is pretty cool. All right, I think we got the Juggalo talk out of the way, right?
Yeah. No. You got to keep going deeper. So, no, I don't know. So, I guess we went from B6 to what? Did that turn into Hell's Forecast because B6 was like a fucking cesspool and we all needed to leave or something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, yes.
We went to Hell's Forecast, which, do you remember why we changed boards again to Happy Keg?
All of
a sudden, we just went to another fucking...
That was all Luke's doing. Luke and Steph. Luke owned both of those. Those were both his.
Yeah,
and
I knew that.
He changed it to Happy Keg because he didn't want it to be like a Juggalo thing anymore. Mm. And because he was doing like all these websites where he was like running these like ad blogs and like making money and stuff off of them. So he was able to like use Happy Keg to like make money off of something because it was not Juggalo. I don't know. It was something like that. So he's the reason why it switched because he didn't want it to be a Juggalo board anymore.
Okay. No, fair enough.
Because they tricked him and he was upset with them after the 6 Jokers card. So he was like, fuck ICP.
Yeah.
So he went where?
They weren't sorry.
You're right. They weren't sorry about it, but. And then he started the new board. I never understood why Happy Keg. It was such a stupid name. Like, it had nothing to do with anything, like.
And there was like a Disney character for the like the avatar.
It was SpongeBob, wasn't it?
It was really strange.
It was strange. But we were there for a while.
Yeah, we were there for a few quite a few years.
Yeah.
And then shit fell apart there, and then we started our own board.
And then we just started the Howdy Inc. board, yeah. Which I eventually killed, which I still kind of regret that I killed, but...
Well, you killed everything that you had.
I killed. I did. Yeah. I have a site back up now, again, yeah. But I wish I wish I would have kept the board going, but we don't... I don't think we all need to look back on that anymore. I mean, backups on my hard drive, so if I really want to, like, pull it back up again... I can, so it's still, there's still a copy of it at least.
Well, I mean, it died, you killed it because it was already dead. I mean, you were just burying it at that point.
Yeah.
We would revive it maybe once a year and it might last a week.
Yeah.
Not really.
But then I kept paying GoDaddy every month for it, and Liz is like, so if you're going to do something with it, but if not, cancel it. So I was like, all right, it's time to cancel it.
All you need to revive is the "What are you drinking?" thread, and we'll be all good.
Yeah,
and we put. Hey, I started a Reddit.
I was gonna say, yeah, that was.
It's there.
That was one of our revivals. Was
if you want to,
in Reddit form. Yeah, I wish we used the because of that, I use Reddit on a daily basis now. I had never used it.
Oh, so do I. Yeah.
Yeah, I had never used it until we started the Howdy Inc. thing. I was like, "What the hell?" I've never used Reddit, and then now it's like a part of my daily life.
See, I don't fully get Reddit 100%. Like, you know, I would, with the Howdy Inc. thing, I post something and then go to post something else. And it's like, you can't post. I was like, oh, okay. You had to wait or whatever a certain amount of time.
Weird. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that problem.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if it's kind of like a...
maybe you just didn't, like, verify your email address or something?
Maybe.
That sounds like
something
like that.
It would let me, you know, it would say you can't post more than... once, or like you couldn't reply more than once, something. It's weird, and I still run into that too when I go on the Reddit.
Well, that is weird. I don't know.
I'm just
all right. So let's start using the Howdy Inc. Reddit more.
All right, yeah, let's do that. I mean, we started a group chat in Twitter. We might as well just move it there. I mean, it's gonna be us three probably using it anyway.
Yeah, still, pretty much.
You know,
Kyle might stop by and whatnot.
Fucking better. That's all I know.
No doubt about it.
So I think that's basically our background there.
Yeah.
We Brandon and I went to the gathering together.
Yep.
That was probably one of the best times of my life.
Yeah, for sure. So
but
you and
it was
I
was also strange as fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
So you and I have hung out one time. Me and Smoothie have never actually met each other face to face.
We've almost hung out. We were supposed to go to Eddie Vedder when he was going to be by.
Yeah. Yep. So one of these days, we'll make it up
there. Scott, I mean, you're local. I mean, you have family local to me, like right around the corner. So.
I do. I visit your neck of the woods probably at least once a year.
Say, but you never, you know, say, hey, let me see what Smoothie's doing.
Yeah, let me drop in on Smoothie.
That would be kind of weird.
Are you saying
okay,
a weirdo?
Next time I'll see what I can do. All right. Yeah. Well, are you saying you're not?
Okay. Fair enough.
What happened?
Nothing. I didn't just spill beer all over the place.
No. I thought you were drinking scotch.
I just finished it.
Oh, okay. So now what beer are you drinking?
It is a Rohrbach, which is local to me, scotch ale.
Right on.
It's fucking delicious.
Do you guys like...
all over my desk.
Lick it up. Where you guys live, like, is craft beer like a huge thing where you guys are?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like, what about you, Smoothie?
It's big. I think that's all around. That's like the big thing now, craft beers and everything.
Yeah. I know like Cincinnati, like I've read some lists where like Cincinnati is like number four in the country for like this craft shit. Like I love it. I think it's cool stuff, but like there's too much of it now. Like there's a new brewery opening like every week. It's like, you can't keep up with it.
No.
Camera needs to be moved. Can you guys? Whatever.
Oh yeah, let's look. Yeah, let's.
Let me feel like I kept
chest.
Oh. What kind of cameras are you guys using? Are you still using like the old shitty webcams?
I'm just using my webcam.
Yeah. To just build in webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think yours looks better than mine.
Mine is How's can't mine look by the way? Mine's a nice the Logitech C920 or something like that. It's one of the
wow.
better ones.
Yeah, mine's a Logitech something or another, but I don't know the model. Are we all using blue mic? Or no, Smoothie's not using a blue, are you?
No, my blue's back here somewhere.
You got a
me.
Cool mic with your little screen thingy with it and whatnot.
Yep, my mixer. My fancy doohickeys. Yeah.
One of these days I'll have some cool knobs to turn.
It's real. The one I'm using right now is not, it wasn't expensive at all. It was like $80 for the whole package with the mic and everything. But like you can get the step up from this mixer, which has two mic imports, and it's like $60, which might be nice for, you know, you and Lane. So you're not just around one. You can kind of.
Exactly. That'd be so nice. One of these days. All right, what else? What's up? What's up next on the outline?
Well, let me pull her up.
Oh, we are headed into the main show, guys.
Shit. Prepared.
This is it. Are you ready to make the leap?
I'm scared, but let's do this.
I wish I would have had more beer. I didn't prepare with enough beer.
There's never enough beer.
Yeah, that's true.
So, for the main show, our number one and so far only topic is cell phone ban at concerts. Brandon, this was something you wanted to talk about, so why don't you start us off?
All right, so there's starting to be a little bit more bans that are making it to where you can't use your phone at their concerts because they don't want everybody to have to stare at screens the whole night, and you should experience the concert and stuff like that as opposed to watching it through your screen, which I get. It makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really know that you can, like, I don't think you can tell me if I can use my phone or not. That kind of pisses me off. And I am one of those people that likes to, like, I like to post, like, a little Snapchat story from the concerts I go to and stuff. So, I'm part of the problem, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, when I read that...
Yeah, I remember when I went to Tool, like, a year ago, that they had that, too. And you could see everyone around you that had their phone out. You can't enforce that in some of these giant shows. Like, you can really kick out all these people. There's not enough staff for that anyway.
But hold on, they're doing it different now. When you went to Tool, you just weren't allowed to use it. They didn't lock up your phone, right?
No, they didn't do that.
Yeah, so there's ones now that are like, I forget the name of them. They're these certain type of pouches. And when you, like, Chris Rock did it for all of his Netflix special, or not Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle did it all for his Netflix specials. Totally, for sure. But it's a little pouch that it locks inside, and you can't get it out unless you go, like, find a worker out in the lobby, and then there's, like, this little magnetic wand that takes your phone out of this pouch. So, like, Jack White, like, that's what he's talking about doing on his upcoming tour. That's what the Misfits did on their reunion shows, like, in L.A. and stuff last week. You cannot take your phone out of the pouch unless you have an employee take it out in the lobby for you. So that's... Okay. That's a little
much. More like fascist, and it kind of goes against rock and roll in that sense.
Absolutely.
But,
for the misfits to be doing that is like as opposite of punk rock as there possibly is. But...
We're talking about Danzig and Jerry only here, though.
I know.
The biggest diva queens this side of Maynard too. So I mean,
But then I go on Instagram, and of course there's, like, a couple people that are able to bypass this. And then, like, you see, like, the whole, like, floor general admission, like, filled of people, like, rocking out to the Misfits, and there not being any cell phones. Like, that's actually, it's pretty nice to see it, though.
Yeah.
Because it does kind of suck always having to see a fucking screen when you're trying to watch a concert.
Yeah, and they're all, like, zoomed in and terrible.
Yeah, they're all terrible. Of course they are. And I know the ones that I take. I know they're terrible, but...
Yeah, but that's also yours that you want to...
Exactly.
...do what you want with it, because... Right. It's your experience that you want to either remember or share both.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do see the flip side of, you know, you kind of have... You're in the moment. You're in the artist. The artist is showing you what they want.
Yeah.
And they don't want, like, crappy footage of... their wonderful performance that I'm sure is flawless getting out on the internet.
So, like, do you think that's part of the reason? I mean, I get the whole, you know, wanting to enjoy the moment and everything, but, like, you do often see, like, the, oh, this, you know, person fell, busted her head, like Marilyn Manson or somebody.
Exactly.
Do you think they're trying to...
Too. Yeah, they don't want any embarrassing shit to get out there. But
right.
But what's the point?
Or like Josh Homme kicking the camera woman in the face.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he's just being an asshole.
Right. But I mean, like, I mean, I've been going to a lot of concerts for a long time, and like, it was more fun, like back in the day when there was not the distraction of the cell phone, and it was just watch the concert and enjoy it, and then because it was more energy because people got into it more, and now if people don't care about a song, they just kind of, I mean, they kind of tune it out and they check their goddamn Facebook like while they're at the damn concert, and that bugs the shit out of me.
I don't really have that experience when I go, but I probably go to more high-intensity shows.
Maybe, yeah.
Than you, I would assume, because I go to like a lot more hard, heavier metal and stuff.
Well, yeah, I'll say that for sure. Like, the metal shows that I go to for sure has the least amount of phone problems than any other show that I go to.
I see a lot of cell phone use, but I don't see anyone, like, not stopping to beat the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
If need be.
Yeah. Which are you going to go see Slayer? Are you going to see the Slayer farewell tour?
I definitely plan on it. I'm not going to say 100% that it's going to happen, but
same here. And they got a hell of a line
close to me.
My problem is that it is coming to my town, but I'm going to another concert that day with a friend that I can't miss that concert. So I'm going to go out. I'm hoping to go out of town the next day to see Slayer in Cleveland.
What are you saying that day?
Me and my buddy Dave are going to Chicago to see the Eels.
Oh, okay.
So I can't miss that one. That's me and Helm have gone and done Eels road trips for as long as we've been friends. So I definitely can't skip that one. But I really want to see Slayer.
Understood. Oh yeah, especially this last show.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it'll be their. It's their first farewell tour.
Oh yeah.
But I've never seen Slayer, so I definitely need to make sure.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I wanted to see them, is like, if they're never going to do it again, I might as well see them for their last one.
And there's Groupons. There's Groupons for it.
Oh, shit.
There's lawn seat Groupons for the Cincinnati show for $25.
Shit.
How rock and roll is Groupon, though?
It's the most rock and roll thing on earth. They're using Ticketmaster. I don't want to fucking hear about it.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So how about you, Smoothie? Should Jack White be able to tell his fans whether or not they can take pictures at his show or not?
Fuck Jack White.
I mean, like I said, I get what he's trying to say, but I don't, the whole locking up your phone and you can access it, like the way I was reading. I didn't read all fully about whatever the pouch was, but how you can go to the designated spots. You can go to the designated spots if you really need to use your phone, but.
Right.
If it's like an emergency situation or something, you're going to need to pull it out then. And who's to say you're going to be able to get back to one of these spots, depending on the type of show it is.
Are they doing that for A Perfect Circle as well?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, A Perfect Circle made a bigger deal out of it than Tool did. And then one of the things that bugged the shit out of me was A Perfect Circle announced it. And then like I read an interview with somebody else in the band, not Maynard. And he was talking about how the cameras are such a problem and they're such a distraction. And then, like, one of the lines that he said was, like, if you went to a play, you wouldn't sit there and record the whole thing with your phone. So why should it be any different at a concert? And it's like, well, because they're two very, very different things, going to a fucking rock and roll concert and going to a play. Like, they shouldn't play by the same rules at all. One's a fucking play.
True. They're both works of art, Brandon.
Yes, they are, especially when Maynard's involved. Of course.
Distractions. New Tool. Fucking Tool. Their whole show is like lasers. What do you mean distracted?
Yeah. You saw them when? Last year?
Yeah, in like May of last year.
Yeah. That your first time seeing them?
First time. I mean, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's been 8 years since I've seen Tool.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, they just dropped in my city. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to Tool.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll drop like $200 to go.
Yeah, they're not a cheap band to
something
see at
like
all.
That.
Yeah. The last time I seen them, though, I was in the pit, so I was like 2 feet away from the stage. That was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I was way the fuck up there, but I could get.
We got lucky on that one. We bought cheap seats, and the tickets that they gave us was GA pit seats, and we did not pay the price of GA pit seats. But that's amazing. In the pit. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Oh, yeah, so they are saying that 2018 is a new Tool album. Do you believe this?
They say that every year, but it does kind of sound like it might be happening. It sounds like Maynard's the only thing left, but...
I thought that was the case for a long time now, or they've just been shredding in the studio so much they finally figured out what they want to do for songs or something. I don't know.
From what Adam Jones has said, the album is musically complete 100%, and at that point it gets sent to Maynard, and then he writes the words and sings the words over top of it. And apparently, according to Maynard, that part of the process takes like no time at all. So...
Well, isn't he a fucking genius?
Right. It took the rest of the band 15 years to make the album, and he's just going to spend a day on it.
Like, yeah, well, you know, I can just write lyrics like they're nothing. I'm Maynard. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's Maynard.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see a Tool and a Perfect Circle album in the same year.
Yeah.
According to this, but I don't, I don't know. I don't fucking believe it.
No, I
believe it when I have a physical copy of it and it's going in my ears. They could sell a physical copy and say this is our new album, and I just wouldn't believe it even if I had it in my hands until so that, I actually was listening to it.
That's maybe another part of it too.
Sounds of mooing or something.
That's the other part of what with Tool too. Like they're not available digitally anywhere.
No.
They're not on Spotify, they're not on Apple Music or nothing. So
Whose choice is that? Is that the record labels or theirs?
That's theirs. That's
theirs. Oh, yeah.
That's
record dumb. Label would be retarded, but yeah.
That's them holding out on it. They're like one of the last bands still holding out on it. So the question is, once Tool does finally come out with a new album, are they just going to release it on CD? Because nobody buys those anymore.
No. I'm sure they'll have vinyl, but they're going to have to go digital. I think they have been discussing that there have been discussions about putting the Tool's library digitally, which is, you know,
because it should not be experienced it should be experienced as a whole, and there should be artwork. And I mean, I agree. I love all that stuff, but you still have to have your shit on Spotify. That's all there is to it.
You can still sell that stuff, and it will sell to those people that really need that.
Yeah. But it's got to be on Spotify, too. It just has to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I keep all my Tool stuff on my Google Drive so that I can listen to them remotely since they're not on Spotify.
Bastards.
Smoothie.
Yes. I'm still here.
I feel like we started talking about Tool and Smoothie was like, damn it.
I know nothing of them other than their name. And
come on.
The one.
Have you ever listened to Tool? Are you a Tool fan at all, Smoothie?
I may have heard songs, but not.
Yeah, you have.
You have definitely heard songs. There's no way you haven't heard Schism or something.
I'm going to grab a beer real quick.
Just, I wouldn't be able to identify said, put, two and two together, band and song, unless it was like a video format. The only really Tool thing I know or remember is from the Beavis and Butthead episode. That's.
So you remember some weird claymation thing with Beavis and Butthead talking over it then?
Yes.
That's probably what you saw. That's the best way to experience Tool. Cartoon commentary.
So you another beer.
Yourself another yingy there.
Another yingling.
Nice. Nice.
All right, what else we got here on our... Topic two
on our list. Topic two.
Topic two is basically what we were just talking about.
I know, right? Yeah. So we're skipping ahead to topic three and four.
Dude, no. We'll go deeper into topic two.
Yeah. So topic
I like
two
that
is
that happened.
Completely blank. And
no, it's not.
I updated it.
Did you? Oh, you updated it. Hold on.
Yeah, you need to refresh buddy. I've got information.
You do. I've got nothing.
All right, so topic two is music formats, vinyl, cassette, CD, MP3.
All right.
So what about a Smoothie? What you want to talk about?
I don't know. Yeah. I just was here. I was talking, so, I brought it up because I recently, as of today, I bought a CD cassette boombox because I wanted to listen to tapes. And I wanted to get all retro, and I don't have the money for vinyl, so.
Vinyl is so expensive.
Super retro. Oh, here we go. We do have it.
I need to get a tape player because I got this tape right here was a tape that me and my friends recorded back in like 1998.
Oh shit.
And I haven't heard it since then. It's a cover of Blitzkrieg Bop.
So, we gotta hear this. Get yourself a fucking adapter. Yeah.
I have like right next to me, I have a tape player, but the last tape I put in it, it ate. So I can't risk that with this tape. So I gotta wait till I get a new tape player, and then I'll put it on the computer then.
Craigslist, my dude.
Yeah.
There's gotta be one out there.
Or the thrift store. The thrift store is what I need to do.
I just haven't gone and done it. I wanted to make sure I got something that was like good sounding and also I'm
tapes, there's no such thing as good sounding tapes, just sound terrible
regardless. What I'm saying, I wanted the better, I didn't want like some cheap.
Yeah.
There's a difference sounds, in the way speakers. Way it comes out. So I went with the Sony and I mean I like it. I've listened to a few of my old tapes. And
I like listening to tapes. I think it's fun because that's what I grew up on was tapes.
Well, apparently they're releasing more. Like Eminem released a bunch last year.
They are, yeah.
Oh, the whole
a lot of underground rappers are doing that because they're all stuck in the 90s as well.
There's a whole subgenre of metal that is huge on tapes now too. They're kind of a thing at this point.
And like I want to dive
what
into that
subgenre.
Like the stoner and the doom metal and shit like that. Yeah. Like, they all release on tapes too.
It's just a neat thing.
And they look cool. Like they come in cool colors, just like vinyl does and shit. And they've started to become collectible.
The one thing that's cool with this.
I just don't. Vinyl actually sounds good. Tapes don't. I don't understand why this is coming back.
I think the right.
VHS coming back, which it is.
I have a bunch of VHS sitting right next to me that I picked up at the thrift store. Not that I have any room to store all this crap down here, but
yeah, right.
The
smoothie, you're a hipster.
I am. I would like to collect vinyl, but it's too expensive. So tape is the next best thing.
It's expensive.
But one vinyl cool thing with this boombox, it has an aux in, so
yeah,
I could connect it to the computer and like rip stuff from Spotify on the tape. So I mean,
oh hell yeah, there you go.
I can
make your own Spotify mixtapes,
right?
And do it like radio playlist with Spotify. What the fuck, dude?
high quality. Awesome. But if I had the money, and I mean, I would like, of course, to get vinyl as well. But I would like to ultimately get, you know, the whole receiver, the tape deck, the nice CD thing, and turntable, and big speakers, and really go old
school. If you're more looking for like classic rock vinyl type stuff, like you can get all that stuff used for like next to nothing. But like once you start buying like new releases, they're like $30 a piece now.
That's the thing.
Shit.
And I mean it's cool, like a lot of the like vinyls, like even like ICP ones or like they had like the disc itself or the vinyl is cool. Like it's but it's not to me. I couldn't.
Good decoration.
Yeah. Anytime I get a record now that's just like a regular black, like I'm disappointed that it's just a regular black record. Like it has, I'd much rather it be some cool looking swirly color or something.
Oh yeah.
Now
and that's what they all do. They all put out like the limited edition first 500 copies are marbled blue and shit like that and pre-order now, which I'm cool
and
with.
You do.
Yeah, totally.
Now my question
it's a fantastic way to support the artist. So.
Now, Brandon, since you are
certainly is
an audio file, is that what it is? Audiophile, whatever. And you like your vinyl, whatnot, and everything. Mm-hmm. So, how long has like the vinyl like resurgence been going on? Like, how far back would you say?
I figured it out the other day. I've been buying it for 7 years now, and that I think that's about like I think I started jumping on it when like it kind of started to become a thing again.
So prior to that, were there still before it became like this huge thing? Were there still record companies that you know of that were releasing vinyl, and was it like more?
Yeah, there's.
Was it more? Or
there's
less...
some bands that have like that they never stopped releasing on vinyl.
Now was the price? Like... I was going to say, go ahead, finish what you were saying. I'll get to my next point.
So like for example, like through the '90s, like when vinyl was like a really dead thing at that point, because everybody was on CDs at that point. So like say like Nine Inch Nails, like their records that released during the 90s, like Downward Spiral and especially The Fragile, like they were so rarely sold on vinyl at that point because nobody, it wasn't cool, nobody was buying it. Those are the ones that are insanely expensive to buy now if you're buying them on like the secondhand market, or you wait until they do a remaster or a reissue of it, and then you can buy it for 30 or whatever dollars then. Depends on if you're one of those vinyl guys that has to have an original or is just happy to have the record and listen to it. I'm the second one.
So now my question is with the pricing is like, so if they were releasing vinyl then and it wasn't, was it, I mean, I don't know if you've ever done the research, was it inexpensive then? Was it like buying a CD or something? It was just another format to choose from, or has it always been a higher price?
No, it's been more recently since it started becoming as expensive as it is, because it's become
a trend.
Yeah, because even within like the 7 years that I've been buying it, when I started buying it, you could get most new releases for like $20 or $22, but they've gone up almost an extra $10 in that amount of time. They're almost, everything's $30 for a new record, $25 or $30 for a new record now. So They've done already what they've did with the CD and everything. Once it gets popular, jack up the price.
Okay. I was just curious about that.
Back in the day. It's still bad, but they were like $20, like, low.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, the trend will die off at some point. I understand that it is a trend, but I like buying records. I like going to shows and buying records at the merch booth afterwards, and I like going to my local record store. Like, that's all fun for me, so
yeah,
it's cool. I like buying it like that.
Well, I still enjoy buying CDs, and mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's the collector in me, it's the nature, but it does suck that
I buy vinyl.
Yeah.
I just recently started doing that like a year or two ago.
Yeah, I remember you asking me what player I had and stuff. What player did you get?
I don't remember.
No,
I need to get a better one.
Yeah,
mine's not great.
Yeah,
but
even still.
So what do you think is the future for sound here? What are you gonna have them injected into our brain holes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you can do besides what you can do better than what Spotify does already. I don't know what the next step would be from there.
Make like air that you can listen to.
You're going all auto-tune on us again, Scott.
Sorry.
It had done well there for a while.
I shouldn't have. There, that's got to be stolen.
But I mean, I enjoy like all the different formats. Like, I enjoy buying the records, but records isn't enough because I can't take that with me wherever I go. So Spotify is the coolest damn thing in the world. I can listen to whatever I want, whenever I want. I could never not have Spotify. I mean, it's my favorite thing. I pay for every month. I couldn't live without it.
I use Amazon. I use Amazon Music, but I mean, still the same thing. Any streaming service is.
Yeah, for sure. Any of them but Apple Music. Screw using Apple Music.
I tried it once when I had an iPhone. It was okay.
Yeah.
I like Spotify, like the UI. I like.
Yeah.
It's really good for finding stuff you've never heard before.
Yes, for sure.
Which I find a lot of now.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the blogs I read and everything, like if they're linking to a new song or something, it's always a Spotify link, so it just makes it easier that way.
And I do like that about Spotify, the social piece of it. Like I do at the end of the year, it says, oh, what are your top, you know, songs?
That I love getting those things at the end
just
of the
to
year.
See how
I love reading them.
Off the wall it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the
I had the weirdest shit on mine. I can't even remember what.
Mine was exactly what I expected it to be. It wasn't that big of a surprise.
Not last
year. I still like reading through them, though. I think it's super fun.
Yeah.
For me, damn, lose my voice here. Back at, not last year, the year before, 2016, at the end of the year, cracked me up because my like top five were Axe Murder Boys, Britney Spears, Insane Clown Posse, and Blaze Your Dead Homie. It's such
full
a
juggalo. The smoothest juggalo I've ever met.
I love how Britney Spears was just interjected in there.
Yeah.
Britney's going on tour. I looked to see if Brittany was coming near me on tour, and she is not. I thought about maybe going, but I'm not going to travel to see Britney Spears.
Too bad she's not going with ICP, man. Be perfect yeah. for
a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
What about movies? Movies is our next topic, which I...
Is that
I
topic three?
Yeah. I don't have much on movies.
Well, yeah, what do you mean? It's movies question mark. So, Smoothie, where are you good? What are we getting at with
this? Well, we'll see. Once again, we're going to go back to the top of the show where I said this wasn't designed to be for everyone to know. You're kind of just kind of look at it. But I was just kind of...
We're learning how to follow an outline.
I was kind of...
It might be a little better.
I was just kind of suggesting...
This is like a syllabus for us.
Just suggesting possible topics and movies.
Well, here we are. We're going to do it.
And that could be movies that are out that you've watched. Scott's auto-tuning again. It could be collecting.
What about TV? Can I?
TV?
Can I throw
sure.
TV in there real quick?
Yeah, that falls.
Have you watched The End of the Fucking World on Netflix?
I am episode. How many episodes? There's like eight, nine?
Eight episodes, yeah.
Eight. I think I'm at six. I have to watch.
Gotcha. You liking it?
Oh yeah, it's great. The other day I watched the first episode at work, and then I came home and said to my wife, I was like, "You got to watch this." She's like, "I'm not gonna like this." And then we watched four episodes like right before dinner.
They're real short. Like that first episode was only like 18 minutes long.
Yeah, they're very short, and that's why it's easy to binge on. But it's just
I blew through that one pretty quickly. That's a good show.
I said to somebody at work, it reminds me of Ash vs. the Evil Dead, and it's. In the sense of not obviously the horror thing, but the humor, it's like that, like cut and dry.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
And that's why I think I appreciate it, which Ash vs. Evil Dead, I finally was able to enjoy the first
now
two seasons.
Netflix.
Well, I was pissed it's because after, on Black Friday, cause I, well, Walmart, they had them for like $10 for the DVDs, the first two seasons. So I was like, I want to get them, but I had a bunch of other DVDs I wanted to get Blu-ray.
Yeah. That's the best time to buy Blu-rays.
I was like, I'll pass. And then the next day I opened up.
Last time I bought a movie.
I buy them all the time. But the next day I opened up on actual Black Friday. It was Thursday night. I opened up Vudu and saw that, first season was $5 and the second season was $10. So I got them digital and I blew through them. And I'm probably good because I still don't have Stars, so I'm probably going to. Huh?
What?
I heard turn.
Well,
can you repeat what you said?
That's what I said.
I said, and here they are now on Netflix.
Well, that's why I was kind of pissed because it was like 2 days later. I opened up Netflix and saw them there. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Of course.
But
least you support the show.
I do, and I'm looking forward to, though I don't have Stars, I'm looking forward to, through Vudu, I'm going to get the season pass. So I'll watch it on the Monday, but then I'll own them and be able to.
For the first two seasons, and I'm going to do it for the third season too, I added Stars to my cable just while Ash vs. Evil Dead is on, and then I canceled it when it was over, so. And I bought the Blu-rays. I feel like I'm doing my part to hopefully keep the show around. So
that's a great show. And eventually I'd like to get the Blu-rays to add to the collection. I mean,
Blu-rays are cool because the commentaries are just as fun to watch as the actual episodes
are. On Vudu, well, no, I don't know if they have the commentaries and stuff, but they have a lot of extra features as well for each episode.
Gotcha. I've never bought anything on there. I don't buy anything digitally. Like if I'm buying media, like I want the record or whatever. Like I don't want to buy anything digital. I still don't want to spend money on anything digital.
I try not to, like, especially with movies. But if I, like in this instance, it was just too good to pass up, and I can watch it. It was before it was on Netflix, but I could watch it downstairs or in my bedroom or at work on my phone. So I had the option. It was nice to be able to do that. But typically, I do buy the DVDs and Blu-rays, and I'm addicted to going to thrift stores and buying like old DVDs.
Yeah.
Like honestly, here.
You're still doing the, do you do this horror movie pack still?
Yep. Still do that and still have like 85% of them unopened.
Not bad.
And not watch, but like.
Man. How many Blu-rays do you have?
Probably a couple hundred. I wish I could show you the thing here, but like here's just like this stack of, this is only one half here's of the stack. Ways. These aren't Blu-rays, but these, I got these. The thrift store by me, half off. or so they were a dollar a piece. So I got $25 worth.
Can't
of
not get those
DVDs, and then but I got the horror pack, and yeah, I'd probably say about 100-150 Blu-ray. So
right on.
I'm just running out of spaces to do it, and that's why I don't want to continue to buy VHS, even though I still do pick them up because they're like a quarter. So you can't pass that up, especially horror. But
I still wish I had all my horror VHS tapes, man.
That's mainly what I look for. But I see all these people on like YouTube who go to these thrift stores and find like these horror movies.
Yeah.
But every thrift store I go to, it's all the same, like Titanic and stuff. And
would you say Titanic?
Oh yeah, that's a staple. Anytime you go to, it's a staple at the thrift store.
The thrift store I've got down here by me, there's like half of the VHS supply is Titanic.
It's ridiculous. And I noticed that too with certain, not necessarily Titanic, but certain like DVDs at thrift stores. There's always a 40-year-old version.
Yeah.
There's always Knocked Up. There's always like the same same select few that you see at every single store.
Right on.
But it's fun. I like collecting them. I'd like to get new ones, but I just like to most of them I rip and store on my hard drive, and I use I'm able to through VLC stream them to the Xbox and stuff, so I don't have to change discs. So I like doing that. Even with the Blu-rays, I rip them and make them digital.
Yeah, you should just run a Plex server off of your computer. Plex is freaking awesome. Do you use Plex?
I tried it here. Like, I use MB. That's another media server, and it was free for a while, and then they started charging for the app on the phone.
Okay.
But when I tried Plex, it didn't work well. Like, I wasn't...
Oh, really?
I got a lot of streaming it to the different devices. It was laggy. So okay. I haven't used it.
Plex works great for me. I never have any... I rarely have problems with it.
Maybe I'll have to revisit it. Maybe it was just the one device. I don't think I ever used it on the Xbox, but I have like a Sony Blu-ray player upstairs that maybe that just couldn't handle it.
I'm friends with Kyle on Plex, so I'm able to look at his library as well, and he basically just has every movie you'd ever want to watch ever on his. He has an insane collection on his Plex. It's awesome.
I love collections. Collections are fun.
What does that mean? What is the science behind like why a person wants to like collect all of this physical media stuff like that or whatever? Like, what is that? Like, there's got to be like something there, right?
I just think it's I don't know, maybe some kind of
Scott's just making faces.
I got nothing.
You have your tool.
What is this question?
I don't know. This is a stupid question.
No, it wasn't. I get what you're saying. What's
the science behind wanting them? I don't know. We got dumb animal brains.
Why?
This is true.
Well, I think it comes from, like, not competition, but the need to want to, like, for me anyway, it's like a completion thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's like if I have, like, for instance, at the thrift store I got, X-Men 1, 2, and 3. Well, I thought I picked up 3, but I grabbed two copies of 2. But, like, I was pissed because I went back in because I had a better version of it. And I put down 3 and ended up buying 2 2s. But when I got home, I had 3, but I was pissed because I was, like, I was trying to get all 3 of them. I don't want to have 1 or 2, so I need to have that complete thing. And then just to see how many I can get, ultimately. I don't know what drives it, but I think it's for me.
And then you're never gonna watch the damn thing, right?
No. Like, or I'll rip it and I'll watch it. Like, I won't do the thing. Like, same with CDs when I buy them. Like, anytime I get a new ICP CD or whatever, it goes right in the computer, ripped, and put away. And I rarely does the actual disc get listened.
So why still rip it if you're using like Amazon Music or whatever? Is it's not on there?
Most of the stuff is on there, but I like just having, cause I use Google Play. I use Google Play to, again, it's that completion thing. I like open, I don't use the paid Play service, but you can.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I use Spotify and Google Play, and Google Play is for all the shit that is not on Spotify.
So I just upload all my albums, but again, it's that completion thing.
Well, I did have the Beatles on there until they added that. There's a couple Monster Magnet albums. It's mostly my Tool player, yes.
But yeah, there's most of the stuff is available, but I do like having my own stuff. Now with Google Play, yeah. Though, it's weird because you rip your own music, and I'm sitting there, like every once in a while, I'll just put my library on shuffle. And
yeah,
I'll be hearing these songs, and they'll be edited. And for whatever reason, they substitute the edited versions on some songs. And it's not like consistent.
That's some bullshit.
It's like not consistent through an album. So like you have a song, it'll be going through, it'll be cursing, and then it'll be censored. It's like, what the heck?
That's ridiculous.
So I don't know if it's a rights thing or why they do that, or if it's just like the first one that they see and associate it with the track title. I don't know.
Right on.
Damn Google.
So that's movies. All right, video games.
Was that movies?
That was movies.
I don't know what that was.
Did you have anything?
To like three different discussions there.
I don't know. Did we even actually talk about a movie, really?
No.
We talked about a TV show.
Yeah.
No, we talked about
talked about physical collections of things, basically.
Of movies and
well,
such.
Mostly movies.
Did you have any movie talk you wanted to talk about, Scott? Did you have any movies or anything?
I don't really think so.
Good.
I don't watch movies that much anymore.
I don't either.
I don't really do talking about collecting things. I have tried to stop buying physical media as far as movies and games go at this point. Because I used to have so many, and it's just like, I'm done with clutter. I move a lot about that anymore, like I used to. That's my contribution to the 20-minute talk about physical media.
All right, so we can move on.
I don't
on.
Care about it anymore. The last movie I saw, I don't know, in the theater was the newest Star Wars.
That was the last one I saw in the theater.
Which I really liked, and all the nerds hated, but suck a dick, nerds. And the last movies I watched, I don't know, probably I started watching the prequels for some reason.
Well, real quick, we'll do one actual movie talk here. Did you all see it?
I did not.
Brandon,
you need to get on that. Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I think that was the last time I went to the theater.
I just, when it comes to me wanting to watch something, it takes me probably like a month before I actually watch it. It's like, yeah, I'll watch that, and then I just don't.
Yeah, that was one. Me and my kid went to the theater opening day to see that one. That was fun.
I don't have time much to go.
You said you do anymore. Digital, right, Scott?
Yeah, it's there now. I'm gonna probably, you know, legally download it when I feel like it.
Awesome.
I thought it was a really good movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I did. I thought it was really well
done.
I'm
sure I like it. I want to watch it. It's one of those movies that can just take me another month before I watch it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Video games.
I have a hard time actually sitting in one.
Yeah, I don't enjoy sitting down for an hour and a half or 2 hours to watch a movie anymore. Like, I just...
Well, I feel like movies are like 2 to 2.5 hours minimum at this point.
Yeah.
It's just like, I really don't have that kind of commitment anymore.
Yeah, that's how I am. Like, especially because my kids are all like super into like all the Marvel movies. And those are all 2.5 hours solid, every single one of them. And I'm like, it's too damn long. I don't want to sit here for this long. I just don't. It's not interesting enough for me to sit.
Most of those are worth it to me because it's just spectacle, which is kind of easy to digest. Even in a 2.5 hour span.
Yeah. That's just too
long. It depends on the movie. Yeah.
What else? Because of It, since that was an R-rated horror movie, I'm hoping they start making more R horror movies now.
Or just good horror in general.
Or good horror in general, yes.
There is,
ad for like almost a...
No, you were all auto-tuned. We couldn't understand what any of that was.
Do you both have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
check out Hell House LLC.
Okay.
I highly recommend it. It's
that's on Amazon?
Yeah. It's all a good. Right, I even it's not a, you know, not a major film release, but I enjoyed it so much. When they released their DVD of it, I purchased it. It's real. I think it's really well done.
What about Shudder? Have you ever thought about doing Shudder?
That's through Amazon, right? No. That's the
it's the horror movie
piece of
Netflix.
It, right? Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. Is it Amazon?
I think that's the one through Amazon, because there's Shudder and Screambox. And I heard Shudder is the better of the two. And I have considered adding that on.
Yeah. They have like a lot of foreign horror movies. Like I used to be into that shit a lot back in the day. Like I'd
The French. French ones were like brutal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the Italian ones too.
Italian ones. That's what I was really into, like when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
I'd be going to Media Play and buying all these movies that were in the foreign horror section that I've never even heard of, but the cover was cool, so I bought it.
I love
them. They're brutal.
When you were saying the Italian ones, it always cracks me up. They're Italian, like, speaking, yet they're all set in America. And of course, over, you know, dubbed in English.
Yep. Suspiria was my favorite. That movie's so damn good.
I have to go back and watch that. Back when Netflix first became a thing and I was heavy on the burning the movies and everything, I had all those movies. But
yeah. That's illegal. I saw you tweeted not that long ago, Scott. You said, like, I can't believe I've been paying Netflix for a decade now or something like that. It's crazy.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah. You used to do the DVDs too then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the only thing they had at once.
Yeah. Three movies at a time or two movies at a time or whatever.
I'd watch shows. It was like two DVDs at a time.
Yeah,
I had so many burned. I ended up getting rid of them all just because I wasn't gonna watch them all.
You're a filthy pirate,
and I was a filthy pirate. Yes,
I did that, and I did the Blockbuster movie pass for a couple months when I lived across the street from a Blockbuster. So I went and got like two or three movies every day and copied every single one of them.
Yeah, then Blockbuster was doing Netflix. Netflix was doing opened up the same and just like bombarded myself with off one of them, and I ended up getting charged.
You and your damn auto tune again, man.
We heard charged.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's being weird again.
Good thing I'm recording this.
Yep, Smoothie's gonna have to splice it all together.
I'm just gonna export it and let you do it.
That's how you do that. All right, number four, topic number four, our last topic before we move into the closing remarks. Video games. What about the video games? I think video games are cool. I like them.
Yeah, video games are pretty sweet. I play them sometimes.
Do you play much anymore, Scott?
As much as I can, but not much.
Yeah.
Kids change that.
Yeah, kids for sure change that.
Yeah, I only typically, when I get a chance to play, it's on like early mornings on Saturday or Sunday morning. I'll get up early before everybody gets up.
What have you been playing?
Most recently, the new Call of Duty.
Yeah, is that good?
I play the shit out of that too.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's one of the better releases in quite some time.
Yeah, it's fun.
No.
And I've been trying to play Battlefront 2 as well, but I suck at that.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm terrible at that, yeah. I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Origins. This shit is so good. And on my Switch, I've been playing both Mario Odyssey and The Legend of Zelda.
That's what I want, man. I want a Switch. I want to play those games.
I have Breath of the Wild on the Wii U, but I haven't. I've started it like three times and then always...
Yeah.
Put it down.
Games are really good, but Zelda is... Son of a bitch.
Yeah?
Zelda what?
What? I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with my internet tonight. But I've been playing Zelda.
Yeah. So this is... I mean, that both of those games, like... I mean, they live up to the hype, right?
Oh, yeah. But Zelda is, like, really hard.
Is it?
I did not expect it, because it's like you're basically surviving. It's the whole point of the game.
Gotcha.
Now, what else are you playing on the Switch? Because I feel like I'm still kind of hesitant about it because I don't want to buy the console just for those couple games.
Those are the only two games I have right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only two games anybody has right
pretty
now.
Pretty much. There's Mario Kart, Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know. Cool. I mean, it looks cool, but I don't know if it's something I could see myself playing a lot of.
Yeah. But like, my buddy got Mario Odyssey for his kid for Christmas, and he's like, dude, it's like the best game ever.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But $400 system. I got it for Christmas, so I didn't pay for it, so that's fine.
There you go.
Now,
what about you, Smoothie? You want to switch
again?
I eventually want to switch, but
yeah,
I'm not in a rush to get it. I have so many games and stuff to play on all consoles and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I still play a bit of Siege too.
Yes, we were waiting
my
for
kid
the.
Just bought that damn game.
Oh, there you go.
So I have it
now. Now you
we
have
need
to
actually commit to a Siege night.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
We committed to this. We can commit to Siege.
Yeah, for sure. And then we can do our first Howdy Inc. live game stream.
There we go.
Oh, we're gonna get on Twitch.
There we go.
Shit.
How about that? That could actually be fun to do.
All right, let's do that.
I suck at Siege, but I'm willing to.
Well, you're probably better than I am. I've played it for like 2 minutes.
That's about all I've played
so
for
good.
Since I got it.
Yeah, everything I keep reading about it, like I read an article the other day that's like talking about like how much the game has changed since it originally came out, and like
they're constantly updating it.
Yeah, that there's like so many changes and upgrades that like they've done like such a great job supporting the game. And then here I am, like a bad Rainbow Six fan, not playing it. I should have jumped on it when it came out.
Do you have
He sounds like a dying robot now.
Because it didn't have a single player, right?
All right, you're going to have to say that again. You went robot mode that time.
All right.
Something about single player mode? I caught that part.
You had a problem with player, right?
Yeah, my beef with the game was that there was no solo and that there was no... There was something else. I don't remember what it was. But that was my main gripe because I don't play a lot of shit online anymore.
Oh, it didn't have split screen.
Split screen, yeah, that was what it was, yes. No local split screen. I hate that shit, but
it's
I get
online.
It.
It's all
everybody,
online.
Yeah, it's all online now. I'm old and I still want to sit here on my couch and play with somebody. And I don't understand why we are in like this day and age of like these super fucking computer video games and you can't fucking make a split screen. Like, it can't be that hard to do. But I guess there's just not a demand for it anymore.
No, there's really not.
Yeah, except for old people like me.
Yep.
Which still probably wouldn't use it enough for it to matter anyway, but...
And that's probably the point.
Yeah. So, regardless, yes, we need to have a night where we all get together and...
All right, Siege. We're doing it then.
Do it.
We're live on the Howdy... Well, I'm sorry, the Unknown Podcast saying this, so...
That's right, so there's no...
We don't
no
have a choice.
Back now, yeah. Smoothie, did you start up your new podcast yet?
I'm working on it. I have an outline.
Good. There you go. Dude, an outline, really, I mean, that's all you need. I mean, it's got us through this show for sure. So what's coming out this year that you want to play? Anything good coming out soon or anything?
God of War.
When does that come out?
420, bro.
Oh, right on. I need a PS4. I think that's my next big purchase is a PS4.
Yeah.
I have nothing that I'm looking forward to this year. So far.
It says a sad old man. I have nothing I'm looking forward to.
Video game wise.
Everything is awful.
Well, I'm
going to get a PS4 for Shenmue. Shenmue comes out this year, and I'll be getting that from Kickstarter. So I got to ask.
Is it actually coming out?
Yeah. I mean, I got a Kickstarter update a couple weeks ago, and they said, like, this is it. This is finally the year that it comes out. So
sure.
They seem. I mean, I've been getting updates since I backed them on Kickstarter, and it's been cool to, like, see the whole process. I mean, it sounds like it is time for the game to come out, so. But I still wouldn't be surprised in the least bit if it didn't either, so.
Yeah.
I'm
kinda
still
like a new Tool album.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting on,
I don't think what else there is.
I'm still waiting on Crackdown 3. I wish it would hurry up and
it's
get that
It's supposed
out.
To come out this year, I think.
It was supposed to come out last year, I thought.
What about Skate 4?
Well. I'm pretty sure that's coming out this year, though.
Half-Life 3?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's coming out tomorrow, I think.
I wish Valve still made games, man. They made good games, and now they don't anymore. With the exception of Dota, or however you say that.
Yeah, nope. They don't need to make games anymore.
Yeah, I know. But, like, Portal was, like, so much fun. I'd love there to be
a that's like one of my top games ever.
Yeah. Portal and, what was the other?
Portal Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Yeah, exactly. Those were for sure the best zombie games, I thought. I enjoyed that way better than, like, Dead Island.
Oh, Dead Island was terrible.
Yeah, it was. What was the other one? What was the one that was in the mall? Dead Rising. That one sucked too.
No, never. I enjoyed Dead Rising.
I didn't. I'd still rather play Left 4 Dead.
Dead Rising 3 is really.
I don't think I ever played 3.
My only complaint with Dead Rising, and I think it goes for maybe not 3. I've only played 3 a little bit. It was like the way it saved. Like you either.
Oh, the first one was awful.
Well, no, when I finally beat it, I enjoyed it. Once I figured it out, I just didn't have to like relying on the going to certain spots to save and then having the option. It's like you can die when you get to X level and then start from the beginning at that level or whatnot. I didn't like that thing, but I enjoyed it because I enjoyed the original Dawn of the Dead. And even though it had no affiliation with, you know, that it's still
but
reminded
they had a disclaimer
me
at the beginning.
Yeah. I was obviously inspired by.
Which was awesome. Like, that's.
Mm-hmm.
I still love that. Every time I. That, well, not the game, but the movie, but we're off the movie topic, so.
Yeah, you can't go back topics. That's obvious. You can't do that.
Off script here.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
I think it's just the wrap up then. If we're. I mean, I don't have any more games to talk about, so.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. What about VR? What's your guys' thoughts on VR? Because every time I talk to Lane about VR on Howdy Radio, he thinks it's like the next cool big thing and it's going to stick around forever. But here I am, the old guy, like it's going to pass and it's just another fad. What do you guys think?
I
think it'll stay.
I think it's going to stay, begrudgingly enough to me, this time around. Because when they announced, I did a video on it, when they announced like PlayStation VR and Oculus, I was like, this is going to be like the next Kinect. It's going to fade out. I'm not investing all this money. Not that I would, because personally, I think it would make me sick. I don't know, maybe not. I've never tried it. I can't make that basis, but I think I would get it.
I think it'll go the way of like Twitch and stuff is now. Live, but through VR. I think that's where it's going.
Okay.
But
so it's going to be like, it's what the kids want, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely think it's staying around. Like, I think it's past the point where it's just a fad. Like, I thought it was, I think if it was only going to be a fad.
They're only adding more stuff to it.
Yeah. It would if it would have dropped off by now, but it's over a year strong, like a solid year strong, so.
Right on.
Well, when they started doing Oculus, that was years ago. So this has been building.
It has been for a while now.
So if it was a fad, it would be dead already. It's just building more and more momentum. They have this VR chat shit now that people are doing. So, and that's like the next big thing in VR, which is full of retarded and stupid memes and stuff like that.
And so it's just another Facebook?
You can be an anime girl as a 30-something-year-old man.
That's what I've always wanted.
So it's a graduated PlayStation Home is what it is.
As far as I know. I don't know shit about... I'm probably never going to be doing that, but from what I've seen on the YouTubes and stuff like that...
The YouTubes.
It's,
All right.
Yeah, that's all I got on VR, though. I don't have any experience with it.
Yeah, I'd like to give it a try. Personally. But I don't know how I can try it out because none of my friends are buying that shit, so I'm not going to spend the money on it.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for somebody I know to have it so I can try it out. And make
5 years from now, we'll...
Yeah, 5 years from now, we'll be doing another... We'll be doing episode 3 of the Unknown Podcast in VR.
No. doing another episode next week. God damn
I know, and then episode 3.
Oh yeah, fair enough. We'll wait 5 years. Got to keep people waiting. Yeah. It's how you build suspense,
Rick and Morty style.
Yeah. It's how quality is made.
That's right. All right, it's time for closing remarks. So what we do here is we go.
Oh, we know what we're doing here.
Yeah, we go over what we talked about, like a summary.
Well, we're not going to do all that.
I don't think we could.
So we started the show.
So at
I'm
first,
Brandon.
You know, just include the outline
wrong
as the show
first,
notes.
And then I did it again.
Yeah. You jumped the gun at the beginning. We're like, hold on, we're not ready. That's all right. In summary, I enjoyed talking about all the things we talked about.
Exactly.
I did as well. I think it went okay for the first show.
I'm sure it went great for the first show. Yeah. Not okay.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. It's totally okay. Great.
Yes.
I like number that. One. Okay. Great. Number one. The pilot episode. We'll see if we get picked up by any of the podcast networks after this.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be getting phone calls all day tomorrow for sure.
But no, it's good. It was good just to sit down and chat.
Yeah, nothing, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So part 4A.
4A.
Information about future shows, where and when will be available. Show will be available.
All right. So, where? I don't know. Are we going to try? Okay, where? I'm going to add this to the Howdy Radio podcast. So if you're subscribed to Howdy Radio, then this will come through on there. And I guess we'll put it on YouTube.
Okay.
So you'll be able to do that.
Sweet.
The when is the question. Are we going to try to do it again next week or what are we aiming for?
I'll go with that. I commit.
I will say we will shoot for that.
Yeah,
I can't make a commitment this far out. I mean, that's a whole week away.
Yep, it is. We'll keep up on the little Twitter DM and we'll figure out what we can do. But let's keep it going though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'll be all up in your DMs.
Yeah, and we'll get better at it as we go and all that good shit.
Well, we'll learn not to read the outline online.
The plan is to continue doing this, right? Not just call it one and done.
Yeah, the plan. That is the plan. Yes.
Okay. All right.
That is the plan.
Sounds great.
I didn't cuss as much as I really wanted to. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Had everyone
well,
there.
Get it out now.
All right. So let's see. Social plugs. Let the listeners and the viewers know where they can find us on the web. Where are you at, Smoothie?
You can find me at many various places. Most commonly on the YouTubes at INC Smoothie Entertainment. And
on Pornhub.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I had that in mind, user-friendly. As well as I'm on Instagram, INC_smoothie. Same for Twitter.
Nice.
And some other places, too. But they're the three biggies that you need to know about.
videos. Yeah. Same with me. Twitter is CaptainHowdy1027, and so is Instagram. And that's about really about it for me.
And the channel you're watching it on, Howdy Inc., is?
Yeah, HowdyInc.com, and follow Howdy Inc. on Twitter, also at Howdy Inc., INC.
And YouTube, now that you're, if you're watching this, which
yeah,
you're not.
Right. Somebody is.
Aaron, yeah. Follow this.
What's up with Aaron?
You probably are, but.
how's Aaron been doing?
I don't know. Let him tell you. He's in the chat.
Oh, he's in the chat?
I think. He was.
Oh, it doesn't look like... Oh, I'm on the different chat. I'm on the chat with the... Oh, yeah. I don't know where the other chat is.
I was trying to figure that out, how the...
Yeah, that's
the
over on, like,
channel.
The actual, like, regular YouTube page. Let's see. Hang on. It's on air.
All you have to do is just mute yourself.
Fuck it. I don't feel like fucking...
Yeah, that's it.
So, hi, Aaron. Thanks for watching.
we'll get Aaron on an episode. So are we going to try to keep it with us three, or are we going to try to like bring some more people in? How we want to do that? What do we want to do with that?
I don't think it matters. We can do it however the hell we want.
Yeah, that's very true. We can.
We'll because it's a journey on, into
or
the
if
unknown.
If someone else can't be here, we'll replace them because you're all replaceable.
Yeah. Exactly. Because that's kind of how I always felt with the old Howdy Radio. Like, there was so many different ones of us, like, show to be, like, different people than in the last episode. So, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Get Kyle on a show one day. We'll try to get him on the next one.
Let's do it.
Right on.
That's it. Scott, where are you at on the interwebs? Did you?
Where? Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
Or do you care to be found? I mean...
Instagram and Twitter are both at the garbage bin, and also on Twitter, for whatever reason, is I believe it's at another web show.
Yes.
Hey, remember that when we did that?
I remember the one episode we did. Yes.
We had a podcast / blog called Another Web Show. Is the worst name ever, but we went with it anyway.
We did. One day we'll be like the unknown podcast.
Run
what
it.
A stupid idea.
No, what a,
not,
it's a good
no,
one.
No, not stupid idea. Sorry, stupid name is what one day it'll be like, why did we name it that?
Yeah, we're not the shit shoot. So, nah, unknown podcast is better than another web show. At least I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, all right, so then next up is the end of the show. Or did we do that?
Isn't that what this is?
I think so. No, I think this is where we wrap it up. Yeah.
All right, and then there's the outro, and we can come up with outro music.
Oh, shit, we need music? Someone give me a beat.
I think you're in charge of that. I think you're the outro music guy.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Break out those psychopathic puppy flows for us.
I had some good ones.
Oh man, I'll go hop on the drums and make some noise, and that can be our outro.
Just play the Howdy the song, or don't.
Yeah, that's not. That's what we need. We need a new version of Howdy Inc. the song or Da song. Sorry, that's exactly what we need. There was already two versions, wasn't there? Didn't we have a? There was like a Christmas version of the song.
Oh yeah.
I do not recall the Christmas version.
I'm almost positive that was a Christmas version.
Let's see. Oh, please don't.
I'm not 100% sure that I have it, but I think I do. Why is my computer being stupid?
I don't know if I have it, to be honest.
Let's see. This is good radio where you're just like, yeah, hold on.
Click, click.
While
click,
we click on stuff. Man, I know I've got them, but I don't want to sit here all day and look for them. I'll find them.
Well, if you want to tack one on the end of the show,
there you
don't. That's exactly. Yeah, probably should.
Probably should.
You should open the show with the original version and close it out with the Christmas version.
Yeah, it's the holidays, you know, in January 20, whatever the hell.
Close
it is.
Enough.
I mean,
Howdy,
oh God, no.
I feel like that's enough.
I don't remember that. Please put that in the Howdy Inc. folder for me to enjoy.
And then there's
Yo, this is Death Bro, aka
Turn it off.
That was pure genius right there. Every once in a while, I will.
We made that almost 10 years ago. How weird is that?
It's pretty close to that.
According to this file was created on August 26, 2008.
Yep.
So it's coming up
on 10 years since the three of us, Aaron, Kyle, and I made, the classic.
Yep.
Howdy Inc. da song.
And then Howdy Inc. da Christmas song was December 24th, 2009.
A year later.
So yeah, we're...
I made gold twice. I don't know how I struck oil twice, but I did.
We're expecting a 10-year anniversary remaster.
Yeah, for sure.
Better quality.
Re-release on vinyl, blue there, marbled vinyl.
There you go.
This is going only on cassette.
There you go.
Better be on both.
You can record it right from Spotify to your tape player, just like Smoothie does.
The best way to do it.
Yeah. We can sell them on the Howdy Inc. web store. It'll be awesome.
I think that's going to bring in some funds.
Yeah. We'll be able to quit our day jobs off of money off of the cassette sales alone.
I can't.
Got a high market value there.
Yeah.
Howdy Inc. da song, da remaster, cassette tapes.
Da limited release.
I'm thinking bigger. I'm thinking 8-track.
Oh, man.
Da one song on this.
And we'll release the video on Laserdisc.
Yes. Yes. And I'll copy it to VHS.
We need to make a video of it then if we're gonna do that, which we're not.
Well, you should
make a music video of it.
There should have been one made 10 years ago.
You're right.
How did that not happen? Somebody dropped the ball on that one.
We don't live near each other.
Damn.
Not that matters.
But yeah, through the power of video editing, it can be put That's together.
Right. True.
You would
which think. Which we're all really good at.
Yeah. Especially in Ninja Land, like. Wow, what's like Smoothie was like basically there when he was calling on the phone,
right?
Did you guys watch the new episode that did you listen to the podcast where I said Portlandia stole the ending of?
I did.
Have you watched it yet?
No, I've never God watched Portlandia.
Watch, I Sorry. Want you to just watch that part of the episode, like put it on that episode and take it like 5 minutes to the end. I just want somebody else's opinion, like, yeah, that is the
Ninja I have Land. To rewatch Ninja Land because it's been over 10 years since I've actually watched it.
Okay, right on. Fair enough. Smoothie, get on it. Watch the episode of Portlandia. They stole my ending.
I'll have to check it out.
Right on.
But,
all right, I think that's pretty much all we got.
I think that's it. I think we did a good job once again, and I don't know how you properly close the show, but I think it's time to close it.
I think so.
Sure. I mean, great. We were fucking perfect. This is the best podcast you're ever going to listen to.
Damn right.
So did we close it yet, or are we're still live, right?
Yeah, I think we're still live, yeah.
So I guess the best Next. Thing to nope. say is what? You're going to close it. I'm not closing it. You can close it, B.
Closing
Go ahead. Time. Take us out All of right. here.
Yeah, thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
That works.
Good close.